All eyes to the skies on this Monday as we have the partial eclipse over northeast Florida later this afternoon. It's going to be another really nice day of weather. This morning hasn't been as cold as the last couple of mornings, and then our afternoon highs today will be up near 80 degrees. So it's going to be a great day. I do expect there to be clouds around, though, this afternoon. I do think those clouds will be on the thinner side. So even if clouds are technically blocking the sun, we may still be able to see the eclipse happen through those clouds. But it's really hard to predict where exactly clouds are going to be, even just a few hours from now. If you do check out the eclipse, of course, make sure you are being safe and looking through eclipse glasses. Make sure they aren't fake as well. As we look ahead to Tuesday and Wednesday, temperatures warm up. We'll be in the low to mid 80s by Wednesday afternoon. Well, all stay sunny and dry. Thursday is the day that a cold front is going to move in. This, our latest storm system, will bring us some rain and thunder and lightning. There's the potential for heavy rain and severe weather. As it's looking more and more likely, rain amounts will total around a half inch to an inch of rain across northeast Florida. So keep an eye on that forecast. We'll certainly keep you updated here on 104.5 WOKV over the next couple of days. Here's the thing, though. The rain doesn't last long. It gets out of here Thursday evening, and then Friday, even into the weekend, we clear out and we stay sunny as high pressure builds in. That is all we need for quiet weather, and those winds are going to stay a little light too. With plenty of sunshine, it's looking like we're about to have the third weekend in a row with no rain. That would be the case this upcoming weekend if we stay dry, and that looks to be the case. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.